It was a beautiful day in the Cotswolds. The honey-coloured stone of the cottages glowed in the sunshine, and the occasional scudding cloud sent a patch of dark green across the hills beyond Bunbury. But Laura Hollis didn't pause to admire her surroundings as she made her way through the cobbled streets of the village. She had too many bad memories of the place. She had left Bunbury more than 3 years ago and had only come back because of the emergency. She was used to the anonymity of Birmingham now, and it was a shock to return and find she was public property. Everyone she met wanted to know where she'd been and what she'd been doing. She mumbled about working in one of the Birmingham hospitals, and they all nodded approvingly and said how useful that was under the circumstances. She didn't tell them that she was an administrator. Dorothy, from the post office, never known for her tact, said, "It's taken you long enough to come back. Your great-aunt isn't getting any younger, you know." Dorothy made it sound as though Aunt Liz was on her last legs, but Laura was relieved to find her cuddly, sandy-haired great-aunt was as active as ever, if not more so. But that first visit had been awkward. It wasn't Aunt Liz who answered the door of Jasmine Cottage, but her friend Marge, petite and white-haired, peering at Laura accusingly through her oversized spectacles.
"Hello, Aunt Marge,"
said Laura tentatively. "It's lovely to see you." Aunt Marge gave a definite snort.
"Can't it be that lovely, or you would have come to see me years ago. It's taken a crisis to get you here."
She was drawing breath to say more when Aunt Liz appeared behind her and rushed to fling her arms round Laura, exclaiming in delight. If anything, Aunt Liz's effusive welcome made Laura feel worse than Aunt Marge's reproach. It was like the return of the prodigal. Aunt Liz ushering her into the familiar parlour with its chintz three-piece suite and the china shepherd and shepherdess on the mantelpiece. Laura was given pride of place. Tea and scones were fetched, and Aunt Liz didn't once demand to know what had kept her away all this time. Of course, Aunt Liz and Aunt Marge didn't know the real reason why she'd left in the first place, although they thought they did. There were only two people in Bunbury who knew the truth. Laura was staying with one of them, and now she was on her way to see the second. She had reached the edge of the village and headed along the rough track that led to Betty Thorndyke's isolated cottage. She didn't deserve Aunt Liz, and she didn't deserve Betty. She'd been almost relieved when she arrived in Bunbury to find that Betty was away, doing something environmental somewhere. But now she was back, and Laura was bowing to the inevitable. She reached the cottage and rapped on the scarlet door that seemed to have been freshly painted. The door opened, and for a second, the two women looked at one another hesitantly, almost warily. Then Betty hugged Laura as warmly as Aunt Liz had.
"Come in,"
Betty said, her accent still unmistakably American despite the number of years she'd now spent in England.
"The kettle's on."
Laura followed her into the small parlour and went straight to what used to be her usual place, the cushioned ledge at the window. It was all just as she remembered, bright rugs on the flagstone tiled floor, folk art on the walls from Betty's various travels, the small kitchen area at the back of the room.
"You're looking great," said Betty as she set about making the coffee. "You too,"
said Laura, although she thought Betty looked thinner and more drawn. Did Betty see a similar change in her?
"Sorry I wasn't here when you arrived," Betty went on. "I was running some seminars in Manchester on what's happening to traditional communities in the Amazon rainforest. The industrial logging and burning is terrifying."
"Yes, Emma said you'd been there. Not Manchester, the Amazon. You're so brave. It sounds terrifying."
"It wasn't so bad," said Betty easily, "except I got sick and had to stay until I was well enough to travel." That explained the change in her appearance. "But never mind me," said Betty before Laura could ask her anything further. "It's all good now. How's the current invalid?"